702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, let's start with the UN's migrant warning. Adam, a very good morning to you. 27 more dead crossing the English Channel.
Yes, morning. And there have been talks, the French authorities, the British authorities, trying to work out what to do, more patrols on beaches, they suggest. Of course, what we're talking about here is people who are desperate, who are being exploited by criminal gangs. Isn't that true the world over in all sorts of countries? Nobody's yet come up with a total answer to this, but the United Nations is certainly saying this was avoidable. And I think they make a very good point, which is that if you close official channels for refugees, asylum seekers, whatever, it doesn't mean everyone gets in, but if you close the official way that they can apply to get in, then they will seek the unofficial ways, and in this case, the perilous journey across the English Channel, and we see it in other parts of the world as well, of course. As I say, it doesn't mean that all migrants and refugees and asylum seekers can get to where they want to go. I believe the UN estimate is 80 million people are currently displaced from where they'd like to be. But nonetheless, you get the idea that we won't solve this problem unless we go back to the root cause, which is desperate people doing desperate things.
And of course, let's talk about North Korea, a fashion trend. I don't know if Anna Wintour would approve, but certainly Pyongyang doesn't.
Yeah, Kim Jong-un, he's got a certain way about him, hasn't he? They've already, I think, banned copycat haircuts. Not that I can think too many people want to do that haircut. But anyway, now, in North Korea, they have banned the wearing of that leather coat. Oh, in particular, it's the cheap knockoff synthetic leather coat, or leatherette coat, I suppose. Apparently, it's become a big thing in North Korea. People want to look like their own dictator, I suppose, in their own backyard. And so, therefore, the cheap knockoffs have appeared, and now North Korea is saying, yeah, enough of the cheap knockoffs, you know, we banned the haircuts, now we're banning the coats. Can you imagine being a member of Kim Jong's fashion police, and walking around trying to stop people having pudding bowl haircuts and looking a little bit like Heinrich Himmler? It's a very odd place, and it keeps getting odder by the month.
Every single day, and of course, one mistake there, and it's death by firing squad, or even worse. Adam Gilchrist will leave it there with this morning's World View.